What is your favorite day of the week? It's a fun Friday. Mr. Credit here, guaranteeing to make you smarter than everyone else. Got a jam-packed show for you today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, just 280 points from its all-time high. It feels like it's been months and months since we've spoken for some reason. My financial advisor in the studio today, Dan Osgood with freeinvestmentaudit.com. Dan, it's a crazy run that's going on right now. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not that guy who says, you know, I told everybody so, but we've said, you know, we've seen that consistent climb in the market. Mm-hmm. Apple gets crushed, does nothing to it.
That's, I think, a good sign.
It couldn't be a better one.
Right.
If there was one thing.
Because Apple was the biggest component of the indexes, so.
I thought that was like the last straw. That was like the last thing that could potentially put a real hole in this market, and it blew up, and the market still climbed higher. Even the day that Apple was down 11%, traded down 12%, one day, the market was still higher overall. Unbelievable. Also, we've got our short sale negotiator in the studio today, Becca Stone with the Loss Mitigation Network. She'll be sharing some short sale secrets and make herself available to answer your short sale questions a little bit later. Becca, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you. I'm trying to find how my cousin is doing on the Farmers Open right now. Jordan Spieth, he was minus one. The cut was at minus two. If you can look him up for me, Cyrus, Jordan Spieth, S-P-I-E-T-H. I couldn't find it in there at the last second here, but he was one under. The cut's at minus two. Hopefully he'll make it, and I can see him over the weekend. Kid's 19 years old, playing in the Farmers Open this weekend. He's out of Dallas, Texas. Pretty crazy stuff. So as we see, the market continues to climb higher. I've been looking, Dan, I've been trying to figure out, where's the negative here? Because, I mean, you look at all the money on the sidelines, you look at the lack of potential places to invest money, you look at all the, you know, pension funds and, you know, plan and money managers, and everybody's got to deploy all this cash. There's no place to put it except for the market, which is a great explanation for why it continues to climb higher. I've been looking for holes, looking for holes, looking for holes, and the only thing that came up that made any sense at all to me is the Fed. So start taking a look at the Fed. We've seen the government. The Fed has been bailing out the government, right? But who is there to bail out the Fed? Well, the numbers were just released this week, and right now the Federal Reserve has the biggest amount of debt it's ever had on its balance sheet, over $3 trillion.
That shouldn't surprise anyone.
Right. Okay, so he made a bogey. He's at even par, Jordan is. Dang it. Cuts at minus two. Go out there and make an eagle, Jordan. So $3 trillion in debt on the books. Is this something for us to be nervous about? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the Federal Reserve works. I don't know if anyone knows.
Yeah,
except for the guys that are there.
And they probably don't even know how it works.
They just hit the buy button all day. Yeah. They're just like,
there you go. Yeah. How much do we need?
Yeah. They just hit the print button.
Print it.
They have a whole room full of monkeys that just push the print button all day long, probably. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I do know that they're carrying a tremendous amount of debt. They're continuing to buy Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds. Mm-hmm. They've got almost $1 trillion worth of that on the balance sheet, and that was their goal. They've got $947 billion right now. They were shooting for $1 trillion. So that program is – or no, I'm sorry. It's up to 983. It was 947 the previous week. So they're almost out. That program is almost done. That would lead me to believe that it's possible for mortgage rates to climb higher once that program is over. I would think that the big traders would probably turn against that thing and go the other way. At the same time, you know, the Fed, you know, here's what I wanted to try to figure out with you, because I know you've got a ton of experience in bonds. You know this stuff better than anyone I know. Is it possible for there to become a conflict of interest at some point here? In other words, the Federal Reserve is neither, right? It's not federal, technically. It has nothing to do with the government.
Right.
It's not a reserve, right? So it is its own entity that makes money. Now, it does, you know, deposit a lot of that money with the Department of Treasury. But if rates go higher, doesn't the Federal Reserve stand to gain in that situation if they're the ones who are essentially buying a lot of these T-bills and stuff?
If they're buying the T-bills, well, if the rates go higher, that's going to cause the price of whatever they own to be dropping in value.
Mm-hmm.
But the conflict can definitely be that they're essentially making their own market by going out and buying all these securities. So that's pretty much an illegal tactic in the open real world markets.
for everybody else.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's possible that they're making their own market here and something fishy goes. I'm just worried about – I'm trying to find something to be worried about because I'm like that.
Yeah.
And you see all of these things that just point to higher. I'm the one who predicted the stock market would go up 16% this year again. I'm sorry, I said 12. It was 16 last year. I said it would go up 12% this year. Gosh, we're going to be there soon. you know? And so I'm trying to figure out, is there anything to be worried about here? Is there something to be concerned about? I look at the Federal Reserve. I look at all the debt they're carrying. And then I start to try to figure out, is there a conflict of interest here?
That's kind of an unknown,
yeah.
Other than the possibility that they are making their own market. And I mean, they are kind of putting themselves on the line, I guess, by buying all this debt up. But they're making the revenue that those bonds are paying. Most of these bonds that they're buying are probably paying 4 or 5%. So they're earning that interest while they own these.
That's so funny to me.
Yeah, paying themselves. our government's paying them to bail them out.
Yeah, I mean, what sense does that make? It's just so weird.
We've seen this before.
I know. It's so hard to wrap your head around it. And I don't know if there's really anything to be concerned there or not. You know, I don't know. And that's the thing. I think we're so in the dark. There's such a small amount of transparency. I mean, they give us the numbers here, but we don't really know where the interests lie.
Right.
And that's the problem. You want to try to identify a conflict of interest, you got to know where the interest lies. So I don't know. I just wanted to let you know that that's out there and that's what's happening. I don't know if there's any conclusions to draw from it yet, but I've got to make you aware of what's going on. Yesterday we talked about the gentlemen in New Jersey who are suing Subway. They've created a class action lawsuit against Subway for the 11-inch sub. We got an anonymous voicemail yesterday right after the show, and I'm not sure who left the message, but I want to play you the message, and then I'm going to give you a guess as to who might have left the message. You can help me try to figure out if this is the right person or not. Cyrus, let's go ahead and fire up cut one. This is the message that was left on the Mr. Credit helpline yesterday. See what you think.
Hey, this is regarding Subway. Who's foot? You know, they didn't say 12 inches. They said a foot, and the average shoe size is 10. And that's about a 10.5-inch, 11-inch foot. So they could argue the foot is just a generic term for foot. Good luck, buddy.
Wow.
So who is it? I mean, it always could be a midget's foot, or it could be anybody's foot. I mean, you know, we didn't say foot like 12 inches foot.
But it's fun. But isn't it interesting when you walk in, they say, do you want a 6-inch or a foot long?
Right?
This is true.
And we're talking about length here.
That could be their defense.
It could be. Now, here's the thing. I was trying to figure out who in the world, because is this an attorney for Subway? I mean, who in the world would potentially be listening to the show and want to call in and defend Subway like that anonymously? And so then I started pulling up some different clips online of Subway's CEO, Tim DeLuca. Cyrus, do we have a clip of Mr. DeLuca that we can listen to, see if we can match these voices up? Maybe it's him.
It's obviously a big challenge. There's a lot of people in China. We've got only 150 stores, but you have to start somewhere.
Him.
And right now
it's
we're laying the foundation.
I don't know. Let's hear it one more time. Okay, so now that's Subway CEO that you just heard right there. Now let's listen to the message again, which it's not the best quality audio here. It's a recording of a recording, but let's listen to the message one more time, see if we can pinpoint who this might be.
Hey, this is regarding Subway. Who's foot? You know, they didn't say 12 inches, they said a foot, and the average shoe size is 10, and that's about a 10.5-inch, 11-inch foot. So they could argue the foot is just a generic term for foot. Good luck, buddy.
It's obviously a big challenge. There's a lot of people in China. We've got only 150 stores, but you
that's
have to start
close.
Somewhere.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if that was Mr. DeLuca or not, but I do know that someone out there is carrying the flag for Subway. By the way, I don't need any luck. There's no luck needed for me. I'm not involved in the lawsuit at all.
You might be if you've ever eaten there.
Well, I have.
Class action.
I have. And, you know, maybe I'll get one of those late night infomercials, or I'll get something in the mail.
I would bet there'll be some type of settlement where they're going to just have to open up the doors one day and say free subs to anyone who comes in today across the country, and just as a goodwill gesture.
Yeah, I don't know if the lawyers would agree with you on that one. I don't think they would get paid anything. What they were trying to do with the suit was they were trying to assess damages. Well, the damages is 1/12 of your sub, which is $5 in most cases. So it's pennies. Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to triple the amount of the damages and then get the class involved. And, you know, it's going to work. It's going to work. I just thought that was a funny message, so I had to play it. we have Warren Buffett, the self-fulfilling prophecy, the Oracle Warren Buffett, who would probably do himself some good to just be quiet and stay out of the news. But I will tell you this. He is now winning his bet with Wall Street, Dan.
I saw this.
This is the old adage, right? It's, can the money managers just beat the market? Can the money managers just beat the S&P, you know, and the hedge fund guys on Wall Street? Now, this is the first time he made this bet in, I think it was
08.
Mm-hmm. So the first time in this five-year history of what's called the million-dollar bet against the experts of Wall Street, Warren Buffett is now in the lead. And back in 08, Berkshire Hathaway chairman made this 10-year wager with protege partner Ted Sides. Now, Buffett put his money on a low-cost S&P stock index fund from Vanguard.
Right.
Right. And then Sides backed five funds of hedge funds. Now, the strategy with the best return at the end of 2017, including the costs associated with the funds, would win this million-dollar wager. And it would go to either Buffett's charity, Girls Inc. of Omaha, or Sides' charity, Absolute Returns for Kids. So they're both going to, the $1 million is going to go to charity.
Either. Right. Yeah, it's a great bet.
Beautiful thing. Yeah. And what's interesting is that now Buffett's chosen fund is up 8.6%, and the hedge funds picked by Protege are at 0.13%.
Yeah, it's the first time they've both been positive at the end of a year since 08.
Really?
Yeah, because they made the bet when the market was crashing, and so they've been struggling just to get back to even. So this is the first time they've both been even or better.
All right. And so Buffett's got a very, very handy lead here.
Right.
Well, hedge funds have been having a lot of trouble because, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do other than buy? You know, there's been a ton of people that have gotten caught with their pants down trying to short this market. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of people out there who are saying short gold. Dude, all this stuff is just crazy. I mean, even some of the most bearish people of all time have said, I give up at this point.
Right.
And how can you argue with that? I mean, I think that we're going to see the market do the same thing it's doing today, the same thing it did yesterday, the same thing it did before, the day before. It's 40, 50, 60 points every single day. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day every day I'm in here. I'm looking at the market. It's the same thing. I have to wait for them to date the freaking thing because I don't know if they're just replaying and they're messing with me over in here. People do that at radio stations. They mess with me every day. It's up 49.5 points at this time of the day. 12, 11 every day. It's up 50 points. You know, and I just don't think that's going to stop. And so then people start asking questions about bubbles. Is it a bubble? Is it a bubble? Typically, bubbles are formed more quickly than that.
Or at least accelerating
right
at the end.
Yeah, or they have a tremendous amount. You know, the market's up 1,000 points in a month. Now you've got a bubble mm-hmm. that's going to burst. But when it ticks up slowly like this and there's this much money on the sidelines, I got to tell you, I don't see a bubble. I don't see a bubble here. I see more of the same. I just think we're going to continue to see the market go higher. What's going to be very, very interesting to see, and on this pace, we're at about a week or two away from finding out. When we get to the all-time high in the Dow, which is about 280 points from here, we get to that number, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Because if we break that number to the top side, look out. There's nothing to stop it. That's the Alamo for the stock market, is that all-time high. Once you get above that, technicals are almost out the window. There's nothing in the way anymore. That's the last security guard, you know, in the mall right there. That's it. And then once you get past that, it's just straight up from there. So, I think it's interesting that Buffett's winning this bet. I would not bet against the man personally. I don't know who took that. But they're getting their money's worth in press play, I guess you would say. We've got something really funny to discuss here in just a few minutes. The big story about Phil Mickelson and him paying 63% taxes. And Dan found a hilarious article. It's called Who the Hell Are Phil Mickelson's Financial Advisors? And when we come back, we'll discuss exactly the mistakes that those folks might be making that you don't have to make. We'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, call 888-888-0154 or email through MrCreditRadio.com. That's MrCreditRadio.com.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154 and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Are you a business owner or decision maker looking to increase your revenues this year? Do you have a great product or service but need help with bringing in the crowd? Hi, Mr. Credit here. I help people every single day use the power of media to grow their businesses. Once you really understand how the media business works, it becomes a lot easier to make the media business work for you. I would be happy to help you develop a strategy to use radio, TV, or social media to effectively grow your business without breaking the bank. Just go to MrCreditMedia.com. That's MrCreditMedia.com. Or call and leave me a message at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. There are specific formulas that work with almost any business, but I'll be the first to tell you if yours isn't one of them. Call 888-888-0154. 0154. That's 888-888-0154. Talk to you soon.
Well, you bought her a car, you bought the house, you even bought her that rock. Oh, but now you call 1-800-DIVORCE, so she won't clean your clock.
Hey, man. If you're facing a divorce, custody, or child support issue, don't go it alone. You need the professionals at 1-800-DIVORCE.
Choosing the right attorney for divorce or custody issues is one of the most important decisions a man can make. I am Bill Goldberg of the law firm Goldberg & Jones. The impact of a divorce can last a lifetime. I tell clients, check out all their options. Once they understand the law, we help them make intelligent decisions.
Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Get your phone questions answered at no charge. That's 1-800-DIVORCE, serving the entire greater San Diego area.
Call 1-800-DIVORCE.
Homeowners and home buyers, as we've gotten into the new year, we've seen mortgage rates start to climb. Don't miss out on your opportunity to save a significant amount of money by taking advantage of 30-year fixed rates of 3.5% with an APR of 3.606 by calling Ideal Home Lending LLC at 858-549-9090. Here's your chance to take advantage of 30-year fixed rates of 3.5% with an APR of 3.606. Believe it or not, 60% of homeowners right now are paying 5% or higher, and if you have a $500,000 mortgage balance, even with rates moving up, you could still be saving almost $450 a month by calling Ideal Home Lending LLC at 858-549-9090, or you can apply online at idealhomeloans.com. Don't miss out on saving money every month.
Loans will be arranged pursuant to a Department of Corporation California Finance Lender Law License 603C821 NMLS 287750.
Tax man for Phil Mickelson.
Apparently.
You know, it's a, and I defend the guy for sure. I mean, anybody who's making that much money, sure, they're going to be okay no matter how much they pay in taxes. They pay 90% taxes. He's going to be all right. But there becomes a fairness question that comes to mind. And I remember as I was reading the number thinking, all right, 63%, that sounds a little high. But I've got my financial planner in the studio today, Dan Osgood with Free Investment Audit. com, and you know, the article that you sent over to me is hilarious, not just because the title is "Who the Hell is Phil Mickelson's Financial Advisor," but it's actually funny. It's well written.
Yes.
What were some of the best things that you thought that they put in there to take away?
it was the same thing that when I saw the quote from him, it just jumped out. It's like 62%. How is that possible? This guy can afford to hire the best CPA in the world. I mean, one of his main sponsors is a CPA firm, isn't it? Maybe he needs to look for a new sponsor if, in fact, he's paying this high, because just some ordinary tax planning should be able to address a significant part of what's going on.
Maybe there's a conspiracy there, and maybe KPMG figured out a way to kind of recoup some of those sponsorship funds. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what happens when you're not in the winner's circle very much anymore.
No respect. I need that button.
Yeah.
So 60%, that actually sounds ridiculous. I mean, there's ways to plan for that. No one should ever have to pay that much, right? I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you make.
Unless there's something I don't know about, I don't see how you would ever have to pay that. There are local taxes that he's going to be subject to because he plays in so many cities. But even with that, if you max out all of our tax brackets, and again, he should have a CPA that can somehow shelter a lot of that money through investments. Or
can you get double taxed on those things? I mean, like if you go – so he goes and he wins a tournament in Florida. He's a resident of the state of California. Florida's going to charge him state income tax, which I think is completely ridiculous. But they're going to charge him state income tax, right? But is California as well?
I don't believe so. I think if you're paying in the other state – I'm not a CPA and I don't know exactly how that would work across state lines, but I don't believe
– I don't either.
There would be a California tax tacked on if he's already paid that tax in Florida, because the federal is overseeing and taxing you no matter where you earn it within the states, but the state is state specific.
I think that's where they may have messed up the math. I mean, part of where they may have messed up the math was assuming that his total income was going to be subject to all of it would be
just
subject
California.
To California.
But that's kind of what his quote said is, oh, I'm going to have to do something drastic and announce something drastic, which that in itself, I'm a little bit tired of celebrities using their soapbox to cry me a river stories. I mean, what was it? The Baldwin, some one or all of the Baldwins, when George W. Bush was up for re-election, they said, if he gets re-elected, we're moving out of the country. Last time I checked, they're still here. Bill's now saying, oh, if something doesn't change, I'm moving out of California. I'd be shocked if he moved, but maybe he will. I mean, Tiger lives in Florida just for the reason of taxes. Mm-hmm. That's why he moved out of California many years ago.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, you save yourself, you know, that 8-9% of state income. That's a lot of money.
When you're talking about 40 or 50 million a year in income, that's a pretty substantial amount of money that you're saving.
It really is. I think it's sad that the state doesn't realize they should be trying to attract these people, you know, instead of detract them. But
they can't manage their books, so that they're just looking at those people as an additional revenue source.
Just the well to keep going back to.
Right.
Unbelievable. Well, this big hit that Apple has taken, by the way, that's Dan Osgood with freeinvestmentaudit.com, where you can get your investments audited 100% free for cost. How much are you paying for your investments? What do you own? What do you actually own? What's your risk tolerance, and are you meeting that risk tolerance? Are your investments more risky than what you thought they were? This is something you can find out 100% free and something everyone should do. And one of the things that's important, in my opinion, for most people to do the free investment audit for is to find out what you actually own. The big hit in Apple, the first thing that I'm thinking is all the pension funds, all the mutual funds that have enormous positions in this stock. Enormous position. Remember Apple was at $700. I said we wouldn't buy it with your money. Well, now you know why. Because it's now down at $450 and it's sinking like a rock. Unfortunately, that's going to drag down the performance of a lot of these funds that have enormous positions in Apple.
Right. Yeah, Apple probably is, or at least was, one of the largest holdings in many of the funds out there. I did an audit not that long ago, and I think there were five different funds in the audit, three of which their largest positions were Apple. So that wasn't much diversification right there, and that means those three funds are probably down significantly for that person in a market that's going upward.
See, that's unfortunate, and that's what I mean. And so when you look at that, just that day, remember that day, was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. I think it was Wednesday. Apple's down 12%, and Netflix is up 40% in the same day. So that just kind of shows you, and the markets were still just kind of, as a whole, climbing up slowly like they have been every single day for the past several months. And so it just shows you that depending upon what kind of fund you own and what position they have. If you were in a mutual fund that had a big position in Netflix, it was probably up drastically that day.
Right.
Whereas if you had a fund that had a big position or a number one holding in Apple, it was probably down drastically that day. So while by you know, being diverse is important, it definitely is, you still need to know what you own.
Right.
You don't want to be that person who's sitting there going, well, I'd never own Facebook, and you own 8% of the thing and the funds that you own. Or I would never own Apple. I would have sold that thing a million years ago. But then you've got five mutual funds, and three of them have number one holdings of Apple. And we've seen that through the audits that Dan has done, and this is why it's so important to do it. It doesn't matter how big or small your portfolio is. You have millions of dollars or just, you know, $10,000 in your IRA or whatever it is. You've got to do the audit for a number of reasons, but mostly because I want you to know what you own. It's crucial. You need to know what the risks are, and you also need to know if they're gouging you for price.
Well, I'll give you a quick example. I did one last week. Person was paying, it was A-share mutual funds their money was going into. So they're paying between 4.5% and 5.5% to get in the door in commissions.
Up front.
Plus they were paying 1.25% on an ongoing basis for the management expenses.
Wow.
So just to start on day one, if you put $100,000 in, you're starting out with somewhere around $95,000 in actual dollars being invested for you. So you now have to earn 5% just to get back to where you wanted to be starting.
Well, more than that, because the way the math works out,
right,
it's going to be even more than 5%.
Yeah. So it'd be in that case, because it's only 5%, it's not a huge amount more, but absolutely, you'd have to earn 6 or 7% to get back to even before you can actually start making money.
Plus,
so
you got to earn that point and a quarter as well to cover the fees.
Over the course of the year.
And that's the thing that, you know, you really have to take a look at these things before you get involved. I can't believe anyone's charging that much up front to get into it.
Well, that mutual fund, there's a lot of funds if you're buying A shares. They range from, depending on the type of fund, anywhere from, say, 3.5% up to about 5.75% up front if you're buying A shares. And a lot of people do.
What the heck? Now, is there any circumstance in which that's worth it?
If you're going to hold it for a very long period of time, then typically an A share fund has lower expenses than the B shares or C shares that are available.
Okay.
So there's a break-even point, but it's a few years out because of paying that money up front.
Yeah, that's a huge chunk to pay up front.
Right.
I mean, especially for people who are trying to manage money on their own and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know they're going to sell it before they capture that. But, I mean, also it also depends on, because these are funds, just like anything else, what the holdings are.
Right.
That also matters. You're buying a mutual fund. It's so funny because you look at a mutual fund and you look through the list of all the mutual funds. There's 100 different ones to choose from. What criteria are you using to choose your funds? That's my first question for you. What are you looking at? You're looking at past performance? That's not a very good idea.
That's maybe the most common thing I've seen.
Do you know who the fund manager is? Do you know what their philosophy is? Do you know what the holdings are? Do you know what their plan is? Yeah, these are important things, and you can find out all this information. It's 100% free. This is one of the most amazing things that I have available to you that's free, that you really can't get anywhere else. It's a free investment audit. Dan Osgood does this because he wants you to know the truth. He got out of that world with all these crazy people, these Wall Streeters, and everybody and their conflicts of interest because he wants to help you figure out what's best for you and your family and your retirement strategy. Just go to freeinvestmentaudit.com. Or call the helpline, and I'll connect you with Dan directly. 888-888-0154 is the number. Freeinvestmentaudit.com or 888-888-0154 when we come back. Get your short sale questions answered. We'll give you all the secrets. We've got our short sale negotiator in the studio, Becca Stone. Make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, call 888-888-0154 or email through MrCreditRadio.com. That's MrCreditRadio.com.
Would you like a free copy of your real credit report? Hi, Mr. Credit here. For the first time in the history of credit reporting, you can get a truly free credit report with all three bureaus and all three scores, a complete mortgage credit report with no surprises. You sign into a free account, so it's 100% secure as well. Call 888-888-0154 or go to freemrcreditreport.com today. That's 888-888-0154 or freemrcreditreport.com to get your free credit report right now. Just click on the apply button in the top right corner of the page.
freemrcreditreport.com. That's freemrcreditreport.com. When a loved one passes away, your life suddenly changes. Questions come up like, what now? Where are the important documents? What do we do? Listen, I can help. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, at Neil Diamond Law Firm, 619-238-1712. That's 619-238-1712. He can provide the tools and knowledge to help guide you through these life-changing events. Call 619-238-1712. That's 619-238-1712 today. Mention Mr. Credit for your free consultation.
Hi, Marine Corps Captain Carlos Kramer here. Congratulations to you for owning your own business and living the American dream. Helping you protect that dream is where I come in. Kramer Insurance is right here in San Diego, and we are your home and business insurance specialist. Call today for your free insurance analysis at 858-547-9435. That's 858-547-9435. Or online at carlosreallycares.com. carlosreallycares.com.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants. Which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It's over. It's finally over.
Our long national nightmare has ended. The NHL lockout officially on ice.
Very funny.
I do what I can.
Hockey's back, and that means it's time to head to StubHub. Grab your seats and let the games begin.
And Ryan, with fewer games this season, that means everyone ought to be that much more heated.
It's going to be an exciting dash to the playoffs, so get to StubHub today.
And if you want a little something extra with your NHL tickets, sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards before you buy and get rewarded on every eligible purchase this season.
StubHub!
Back. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here. Fun Friday. Be careful out there today. I should have mentioned that earlier. It's just a it's one of those things around here. When it rains like this, it gets very scary. I would never recommend looking at your cell phone while you're driving, but especially not today. There's going to be accidents all over the county. Just don't be involved in one. Stay safe out there.
Friday afternoon, rainy day. That's going to be a blast heading north.
Yeah.
And in California.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. There's going to be some road rage out there. Today's not the day. Leave it at home today. You know, put in whatever it is that takes you to your happy place. You know, if it's classical music, whatever it is, you know, just get there. Get there before you get on the road. So welcome into the studio for the second time, Becca Stone with the Loss Mitigation Network. She's our short sale negotiator. And Becca, you know, this is one of those things where we're going to see another year of short sales. And a lot of people who, you know, we're considering doing a short sale. They didn't pull the trigger in enough time. They got the reprieve. They have the chance to do it again. I've got some questions I want to ask you that I think are kind of burning out there. And so let's jump right in. Here's one thing that we know for sure. Between a short sale and a foreclosure, you know, the short sale is way better for your credit because you can have some control over the lates. The way it gets reported is still settled. It's not a repossession. But the real thing that does damage in a short sale or foreclosure to your credit is the mortgage lates. And so if you could, in theory, get a short sale done without being late on your mortgage, you could really mitigate almost all the damage that's done to your credit. So the question is, if I'm not late on my mortgage, is it possible that my lender will still let me do a short sale?
Definitely. I have had multiple clients where I have done a successful short sale, closed, and they have not been once late on their payment.
Okay. So the bank is not necessarily, they don't have to be late on the mortgage in order to get the short sale done. It just has to be the right deal for the bank.
Correct. And it depends on the bank, but that is very correct.
Okay.
You can continue making your payments and do a successful short sale.
So maybe for some people who wanted to do a short sale, and I think this really goes hand in hand because we got our financial planner, Dan Osgood, in here as well, with kind of a strategy that I have created for several people who I've talked to who've reached out to me directly of, you know, yeah, we're paying our payment, but we're just barely doing it. We're just barely able to afford our payment. We're not putting anything into savings. We're not putting anything into college funds. And every once in a while, when an extra expense comes up, we have to jump into savings. So we're in over our heads. Okay, if you're in that, if you're that close with your payment, you're in over your head. I think what's kept a lot of people who are in that circumstance from even considering a short sale is because they've heard, well, you've got to be behind on your payments or they won't even consider it. And so I don't want to take that risk. I don't want to go out there and burn my credit down to the ground just for the hopes that I might maybe be able to do a short sale. So with that in mind, can you help someone figure that out ahead of time? In other words, if I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know, I'd love to do a short sale, but I don't want to have to miss a payment, could that person call the helpline and I get them to talk to you and you help them figure that out ahead of time?
Yes. I do strategic short sales all the time where I will talk to a client and I will advise them, look at their financials, look at their bank, look at their whole situation and let them know, hey, let's try and not make a payment, see what happens. The worst that's going to happen is the bank's going to say, hey, you have to be late on a payment in order for us to continue with this. So is that really something that's, you know, a bad thing? No, it's, I mean, you could save your credit potentially. Plus, once you start getting late on your payment, you go down the never-ending road to foreclosure. So it doesn't hurt to try and let the bank tell you you need to be late on your payment. You miss maybe 30 to 60 days of time.
Okay, so you basically can figure this out without doing any damage. You can get the information that you need. And here's what's so interesting about doing a short sale or selling your home when you owe more on it than what it's worth. It doesn't cost you anything.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It costs you no money. The bank pays the real estate agents. The bank pays for everything, essentially.
Everything. And you're getting relieved of hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially of debt.
Right. And now we have to be, you know, you have to definitely strategically look at that. Some debt can be relieved. Most debt can. Some cannot, depending upon what types of loans you got and things like that. But we do have to be careful about that. But this is something that Becca knows very well. So here's the thing. If you are trying to figure out, you know, if a short sale makes sense for you or if you can do a short sale without being late on your mortgage, all you have to do is call the helpline. I'll connect you to Becca directly or you can send us an email through MrCreditRadio.com. 888-888-0154. Just leave a message. We're obviously on the air right now. I'll get it directly to Becca and she can reach out to you. 888-888-0154. So what if I have two loans then? Because that's a lot of people had two loans.
Yes.
You got the 80-20s out there or the 80-10-10s or whatever it was. And so they had two loans. And now that seems to me like it might put a, you know, create a problem. But if I have two loans, can I still do a short sale?
100% you can do a short sale. There's no, it's a little bit more work for me as your negotiator to have to do the short sale, but in the long run, there's no difference really between a first and having a second as well. And I would say probably 80% of people out there have a first and a second. If it wasn't an 80-20, they got an equity line. So it's pretty standard to have a first and a second.
So that's totally normal.
And if it's with two different banks, you can still do a short sale.
Okay. So that being said then, isn't it mostly the second mortgage that's kind of the question mark? Because if you got an 80-20, chances are the first mortgage isn't upside down that much, if they're upside down at all. And so it's really up to, is it mostly up to the second mortgage holder at that point?
The second has a lot to do with it because you cannot do a successful short sale without both banks agreeing to the terms and sending you an approval letter agreeing in writing that they will agree to the terms that the first pretty much is laying out. So the second has a lot to say, even though the first has every right to foreclose without the second saying anything, but in a short sale, a second is kind of your deciding factor. So thank goodness these days, though, the banks have definitely gotten on track with each other, and most of the time it's pretty fairly easy to get the second to accept what the first will give them.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's that or nothing, right?
Exactly. If it forecloses, the second gets nothing.
They get zero.
So that's also another tool we use with the bank to let the second know, do you want $5,000 or would you like nothing? I mean, you choose which one you'd rather have. Yeah. I'd rather have $5,000.
Right. They would too. I guarantee that. So what about someone who's filed for bankruptcy and they don't have any liability on the notes? Does that help, you know, expedite the process of the short sale at all? Or does that not really play much of a factor these days?
It plays no factor. And sometimes it actually hinders the short sale process because a lot of attorneys don't know how or not know how or not. They don't get it to start discharged properly in the courts. So if a client thinks, oh, I got my bankruptcy discharge, and then we go to do the short sale, the banks know if a bankruptcy has been filed or not. So if it hasn't been properly discharged, we have to go back to the court, and sometimes the seller has to pay $1,500 to $1,800 to get it properly discharged, the home out of the bankruptcy in order to proceed with the short sale, even though maybe a year ago it was discharged completely. Mm-hmm. So bankruptcies can sometimes hinder it, but I would definitely look at your situation and let you know if that is the case.
So you can tell that up front as well?
Yes. We can figure out what's going on with your bankruptcy if you ever did one. But bankruptcy doesn't help with a short sale unless you want to stop a sale date.
Stop a sale date or remove the liability. Let's say if you've got, you do have liability on a second mortgage or whatever it might be from tax, from the cancellation of debt, then the bankruptcy would alleviate that if you file it prior to doing the short sale. So there are some advantages, and I know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
Because, you know, one thing that you can count on, just like debt settlement or credit repair or just really anything, is not all service providers are created equal. And when it comes to bankruptcy attorneys, unfortunately, you know, many of them have no idea what they're doing. And this is the reason why we've been so blessed to have William McDonald as part of the show, because he has helped so many people do this the right way and avoid the pain that you're talking about.
Correct.
From having improperly filed bankruptcy in association with their short sale. So what about this one? What if my house is in just really bad condition? Let's just say it's a mess, not just inside, but, you know, mechanically, maybe there's cracks in the foundation or something like that, or it needs a lot of repairs. Can I still do a short sale if that's the case?
Absolutely. In fact, I sometimes prefer houses to have a little bit of distress to them, for the fact that banks like want to think that a short sale home is the same value as a regular sale, and it is not. So when a home has a little bit of defect to it, it's easier to fight the value and to let the bank know, number one, it is a short sale, so it's going to be worth less. Number two, there's tons of work that will need to be done. And not to mention, an FHA buyer may not be able to buy this, or a VA buyer, which is a lot of our buyers out there today. So therefore, you limit who can buy the property to investors. And investors are going to want to have a different way of buying it, and they're going to want a little leeway. So I prefer homes with some work that needs to be done to it, to be honest with you.
Okay. That makes sense to me. I mean, I totally understand it. Here's what's neat. You can contact the helpline, leave a message, and you can speak with Becca directly. And here's the kind of the advantages of that. You do need a real estate agent to short sale a home.
Correct.
There's no
question.
The
bank makes you you have to have a real estate agent.
You have to have it. But you don't have to have – the agent doesn't have to hire a short sale negotiator. So unfortunately, there's a little bit of conflict of interest there in some cases when you – work through directly through an agent, because they may not hire a negotiator because they want to try to make more money themselves. They may not necessarily get you the representation that you need that's best for you and your family. I mean, these things happen. Here's what's cool. If you contact the short sale negotiator directly, you've got someone who you're not paying a dime to, who has no possible conflict here, who basically, if you decide that it makes sense based on getting your questions answered to do a short sale, can connect you with an agent in your area directly who they've worked with, who they know knows how to do short sales and get them done properly. So there is some serious advantage to doing that. All you have to do is call this number. It's toll free. 888-888-0154. Just leave us a message. I'll connect you with Becca. She'll reach out to you directly. 888-888-0154. Or send me an email through MrCreditRadio.com. And the flip side of that, Dan, what I was getting to earlier was that you've got people who are paying so much in mortgage, they're so house poor, mm-hmm. you know, and that is still out there quite a bit. And so although rents have gone up for the most part across San Diego County, a lot of people can free up. I mean, the first thing I ask them when they're saying, I'm thinking about doing a short sale, I say, okay, well, what's your mortgage payment? $3,900. How much could you rent your exact same house for? You know, if you go on Craigslist and look it up, $2,900. Okay.
Just save $1,000 a month.
We got $1,000 a month. Okay. You bought it at the wrong time. That's okay. That happens. But it doesn't mean you have to continue to eat it every single
Correct.
Month.
Right.
You know, you realize you make a mistake, then you go ahead and you correct it. And that, in this case, might mean doing a short sale. You know, maybe mm-hmm. you're not upside down. Maybe you can do a traditional sale and get out from under the thing. But if you can rent the house in this rental market for that much less than what you're paying in a mortgage, that $1,000 a month goes a long way. I mean, we don't have to put aside $1,000 a month for very long, Dan, to start accumulating some serious cash.
Oh, no. That just the compounding at small rates, that turns into a big number very fast.
Yeah. I mean, that can fuel your retirement. We're talking about net money here, okay?
Right.
So if you've got access to 401ks, we can put aside even more than that. If you've got access to other, you know, tax deferred vehicles, we can put aside even more money than that $1,000 you saved net. So there's a number of reasons to consider it. It's not obviously the smartest thing for everyone to do, but we'll give you all the information that you need to make the decision that's best for you and your family, 100% free. 888-888-0154 is the number. 888-888-0154. Not sure what to do tonight? Well, when we come back, I've got an idea for you. Just an idea, something you might want to do tonight. It's what I'm going to be doing. So you could join me if you want to. It's 100% free, okay, to join me in doing this tonight. It is a rainy night. It is indoors, an indoor activity. It's going to be very exciting. I'll tell you exactly what when we come back. I'll make you smarter than everyone else.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, call 888-888-0154 or email through MrCreditRadio.com. That's MrCreditRadio.com.
Holly has a question for William McDonald. Holly, you're on with Mr. Credit.
I was referred to William by a good friend of mine. They were very welcoming. My experience was perfect. I have no regrets. They came with me to all the meetings I had to go to. I never really felt like it was not going to work out. So I would definitely recommend him to anyone thinking about filing.
A lot of people hear that and they go, oh, there's no way that's right. That can't be right. You mean you just get rid of that debt? Yes. Those are the rules. And you should understand that's the law. I mean, we didn't make the rules. We just follow them.
Anyone who's contemplating, definitely give him a call first. You will thank yourself.
If you or anyone you know is experiencing financial stress, take this number down. Call William McDonald. Get it off your shoulders. It's just not worth it. It's not worth walking around with all that. 858-437-0103 is the number. 858-437-0103.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154 and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
The Home Depot Start Fresh and Save event is going on now with brand new savings for a brand new year. Like an affordable WaterSense Kohler Wellworth toilet, now at a new lower price of just $139. A simple upgrade with dramatic results in your bath, your budget, and your water bill. And it's just one of hundreds of reasons to come in, start fresh, and save going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Number, Dan, that this Apple in the last 4 months is down how much?
36%.
Damn!
Wow.
That is brutal. Now, see, that is called taking a bite out of your portfolio right there. I think, yes, there's, unfortunately, a lot of people who own Apple emotionally, mm-hmm, who are really, because they have a huge following. I mean, they have a cult.
Absolutely.
Following. And
yes,
these people own the stock. And, you know, you go to the funny thing about going to Apple is the people who work there are so enthralled by all the products and stuff that they have to sell. And, you know, and you see that in that, like, look in their eyes, you know, like they've just got done talking to David Koresh. And, you know, so I worry about those people. They own too much Apple, and, or they own mutual funds. I don't even realize that they own too much Apple. So it's something to be very careful. But the S&P in the same period, we should say, is up about 5.5%. So just slow and steady wins the race.
Tortoise in the hare.
You know, these high-flying stocks, they're great while it lasts. But, man, when you catch it the wrong direction, it is painful. And we're starting to see that right now. That happened with Netflix a little while back. I don't know if that was about a year ago or so. They've had a great week. But Apple is now in the picture as far as that's concerned. Tough, tough stuff. All right, so what are we going to do tonight? It's a rainy night. It's Friday. We don't get our normal choices, right, because it's raining, which means most people want to stay in or they want to go someplace that's indoors. I'll tell you exactly where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at Epic Fighting 16, which is mixed martial arts bouts. They're going to be at the Four Point Sheraton in Mission Valley on Arrow Drive. And I just so happen to have the owner of Epic Fighting on the line right now, Jason Stewart. We're going to bring Jason on the line. Jason, are you there, sir?
How you doing?
What's up, dude? Do we have you, Jason?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you on location?
I am on location over here. We're getting everything set up. We had amazing weigh-ins this morning. It was really fun. We had lights all set up, and we took some really cool pictures of all the fighters doing the face-off and fed them. And we have 15 bouts, and we might even have some exhibition bouts. There were so many people wanting to fight. We told them they can get in there and do like a submission only fight, or those, you know, some type of exhibition fight before the fight starts. So
nice.
Doors open at 6, fights start at 7, but we might have some exhibition fights between 6 and 7. So
do I need to be there for those? Did you clear me and Carlos Kramer's grappling match?
Yes. Carlos Kramer's gonna get in there. He's a blue belt under Nogueira, so yeah, he's a tough dude.
Exactly. That's why I wouldn't actually get into the cage with him.
Right?
I have no interest in that, even though I do know his weak spots. I do know that. Yeah. I would never get in with the captain, no way. So we got fights tonight. Now, we've got some free tickets. So we've got, what do we have, 3 pairs of tickets to give away?
Yeah, 3 pairs of tickets to give away.
Okay, so if you're not sure what to do tonight, it's a rainy night in San Diego. You want to do something inside. You want to do something exciting. All you have to do, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the helpline number. Just call and say you want the free tickets. You get 2 tickets. Call and leave a message. First 3 people to leave a message for the free tickets are going to get them. Plain and simple. Now, these are going to be at will call, right, Jason?
Yeah, we're going to put them at will call. So when you come into the front, you pass the Epic Exotic cars, and there'll be a greeter directing you where to go. And if you say, my tickets are will call, she'll tell you which table to go to get your tickets.
And the this is at the Four Point Sheraton, right?
Yes. Now, not to be confused, there are 2 now in San Diego. The used to be the Holiday Inn downtown turned into the Sheraton. It's not that one. It's the one off of Arrow Drive on the corner of Kearney Villa Road. And the address is 8110 Arrow Drive, and the zip code is pretty easy to remember, 92123. So
there you go. So now, who is the type of person that would really enjoy going to an event like this?
Oh, man. It's entertainment for everyone. It's an all-ages show, so families can come. Couples can get dressed up and come out to this event. It's a very classy show. So good music. We got DJ Roman Empire, who's going to be DJing. He DJed for Total Combat for years. He's very versed in the MMA DJing scene. And it's a fun show. Anyone who wants to come out and have a fun night of entertainment, and, of course, MMA fans. You can't go wrong at an epic show if you're an MMA fan. 15 action-packed fights. I just found out last night that the Joey Soka fight, he's fighting a guy from Team Quest. Both of them won their last fights with leg kicks. So we got 2 guys who stop their opponent just by kicking them in the legs until they couldn't fight anymore. Now they're fighting each other. So I didn't even know that until last night when I saw them come in.
Well, maybe they will win. One of those guys will win the 4-foot fight of the night trophy that you guys have down there.
Right? It's tough to call. An article was just released about trying to predict the fight of the night winner for tonight's fights, and I can't call it. You know, usually I have my top two or three fights that I think might do it, but I've got a list of like eight on this one that I think are candidates.
Wow, great stuff. Jason, hey, I appreciate you calling in and offering the free tickets. We'll go ahead and give the number out here in just a second. So if you want the free tickets to tonight's fights, get your phones out and get them ready. Jason, thanks for calling in, man. I'll see you down there tonight.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Have a good one, man. So here's the thing. Go to check it out at epicfighting.com. And I'm going to give you the number. We've got three pair of tickets that are 100% free to enter this event tonight. Now, these tickets go for like $60 a piece. Okay, general admission. I mean, it's very valuable to get free tickets from Jason. I really appreciate him doing that. They do a lot to put these things on. Now, this venue seats only about, 1,300 or 1,400 people. So it's a very intimate setting. It's a great setup. Every seat is awesome in the house. Here's a number, 888-888-0154. Call this number, leave a message, say you want the two free tickets for tonight's fights. The first three callers will get them. 888-888-0154. Becca, are you an MMA fan?
I like it when they do the jiu-jitsu type of fighting. The punching in the face, not so much. I would like the leg kicking, though, I think. That kind of gives you some good visuals, to be honest.
Well, they do a lot of everything. That's the thing, In MMA, there's a lot of grappling that takes place in these bouts these days because the wrestling and the jiu-jitsu is kind of a big part of it. I think it's very exciting. It's a fun event to go to. And Jason's a good friend of mine, and he's helped us with a lot of people through the show and as far as real estate is concerned and things like that. So I'll do anything to help what he's doing. And he's given these young kids a chance to do what they ultimately want to do for a living, and be professional athletes and train other people in the disciplines of mixed martial arts and stuff like that. How about you, Dan?
Never been. We don't have cable or anything in our house, so I don't ever get to see anything on TV. But
boxing?
It's appealing, yeah. I used 2 years ago. It seems like boxing is something that no one really pays attention to anymore.
Yeah, talk about a slow death of a
yeah.
sport.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's definitely a more skilled and don't get me wrong, I understand that boxers are phenomenal athletes, but it seems like these guys are much more skilled all the way around.
Well, sure. I mean, you could put the best boxer in the world against, an amateur MMA fighter and he gets smoked.
Right.
But that's just because there's more to it.
Lots of components, which is a much bigger skill set.
Right. And it's more difficult to train. It's more difficult to learn. But these kids are learning very young now. It's really interesting. In fact, Jason, who just called in, the owner of Epic Fighting, his daughter competes. I think she's 12.
That's awesome.
She competes and she has to fight, boys. Now, they're just doing jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. They're not actually striking each other at that age. But it's a crazy thing to see a kid with that much confidence in themselves and that much calm, that comes from the martial arts. Because people think about it, they think it's like cage fighting, it's a bunch of crazy beer bottles and stuff. No, this is, very...
It's not like the early days, the Van Damme movies on TV. Oh, forget it. There's no chance I'm going now.
You dip your hands in glue and then shard glass before you get in.
I could see a 12-year-old girl doing that.
Yeah.
It's like it's on.
Yeah, it's not quite like that. It's actually very entertaining. So you have the opportunity. First three callers get two free tickets, 888-888-0154. It's been a great show and a great week. Cyrus, fantastic job earlier on the clips. The Subway CEO, did he call in? I don't know. You be the judge. Someone really wanted to defend Subway on that lawsuit situation to quite an extent. Also, a big thank you to Becca Stone, our short sale negotiator from Loss Mitigation Network. Thank you for sharing your secrets about short sales today. And my financial planner, Dan Osgood, with freeinvestmentaudit.com. I appreciate you both very, very much. Stick around for Big Block Radio in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back again on Monday, noon, to make you smarter than everyone else. Have a safe and fantastic weekend.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, call 888-888-0154 or email through MrCreditRadio.com. That's MrCreditRadio.com.